Well, let's get an update now on COVID-19. Cases in the U.S. have passed 6 million. The number of Americans killed has passed 183,000. And the number of cases among college students is rising after just days back on campus. But there's also a growing assault on the truth. President Trump retweeted a conservative website that's falsely claiming a much lower death rate than 183,000. They're saying just 9,000. Dr. Lena Wen is an emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University. Dr. Wen, start with what you're seeing as you assess data from around the country. What stands out to you?
What jumps out, Robin, is that there is some good news that we have a declining number of cases around the country as a whole, which illustrates that the interventions that we put into place, these interventions like mask mandates, like restricting these, in particular, these very high-risk settings like indoor bars, that they are making a difference. And now we have schools open, we have university students coming back, and I do fear that we will be trending in the wrong direction soon, that we are having these rolling waves around the country. And I think people need to keep in mind, especially as we come into Labor Day, that we cannot do it all, that we can't do all of our normal pre-pandemic normal activities. So if we want schools to remain open, we need to be doing our best in limiting our interactions in these high-risk settings. And of course, to stay outdoors, wear masks, and practice social distancing.
Well, and when you say stay outdoors, we're going into cold season in many parts of the country. People won't be able to do that. And you mentioned colleges. 36 states are confirming a total of 8,700 cases at colleges and universities. This is just after a few weeks of coming back. Now, some would say, oh, that's just because of more testing. But isn't that because of these, as you say, waves that we're seeing as young people in college settings are near each other?
Right. And I would argue that we almost certainly have many times more the number of cases than are the ones that are detected because we don't have enough testing and we need far more of that and not less. And when we have people coming from all over the country to colleges, they are going to bring the virus with them. And even if colleges have implemented, as many have, very good mitigation measures on their campuses, it's much harder to control what it is that students do off campus. And we are going to see in a spike, an increased spike of cases in the weeks to come.
Well, and you mentioned the good news, though, that overall numbers are going down, although there are plateaus, meaning they're kind of stuck. And there are hotspots, Michigan, Utah, Minnesota. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think this is the trend that we are beginning to see and are going to continue to see as time goes on. That initially, as you know, back in March, April, we had the epicenter in one area of the country, in the New York region. But then many others started in the Sun Belt and the South and California. Now we have this wave that we're seeing in the Midwest. And the key is to have the policies in place so that we're able to detect these outbreaks before they become full-blown epidemics.
Yeah. And what do you make of this new claim? It was tweeted out by Gateway Pundit, a conservative website. The president retweeted it. It's been making its way through other sources as well, that there are really only 9,000 American deaths because of COVID-19. And in the tweets from Gateway Pundit, they diss Drs. Fauci and Birx, who are supposed to be the nation's number one voices on this, and the president retweets this. Let's just say it is categorically false that there have only been 9,000 deaths.
It's completely wrong, and it is a total misinterpretation of the truth of the data. What the CDC's data are saying is that 6% of COVID-19 deaths list only COVID-19. Others list comorbidities, for example, heart disease, lung disease, and list circumstances of deaths, for example, cardiac arrest or respiratory failure. That does not mean that only 6% of deaths are due to COVID-19. It means that these other death certificates and coding, the way that they're listed, also list these other factors that contribute to death and that list circumstances around their deaths as well. And so I think if anything, we know that the number of deaths we have that are attributed to COVID-19, that they are an undercount. Because when we look at another factor, which is excess deaths, the number of deaths this year compared to the same time last year, we know that there were 215,000 more U.S. deaths from March to July 2020 than at baseline. 71% of those were diagnosed as due to COVID-19. And so we know that the number of deaths actually attributed to COVID-19 is higher than the number that's reported by the CDC due to specifically just COVID-19. We should not be underestimating the true toll of this extremely contagious and deadly disease.
Or falsifying it. Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University, thank you.
Thank you.